Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use myself every single day to grow my businesses. We are back to the basics this week, and we've been talking about technical SEO stuff. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we talked about metadata, hardcore, under the hood data about your website and your web pages and why it's important, how it affects your search engine rankings, and why you need to be careful about how you choose to partner with people and products when trying to build a website for SEO purposes. If those folks don't care about metadata or don't make it easy to deploy about metadata, they don't know what they're doing. Yesterday, we talked specifically about a linking strategy known as interlinking. And this is what I personally use to get people to view multiple pages on the site. Data bears it out. The more pages that they look at, the more conversions you get. The more conversions you get, the more sales you get. It's why interlinking is really important. Today, we're going to talk about how frequently you publish, because I often hear people say, I publish to my website once a week, or I publish twice a week, or I do 3 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever the case may be. They ask me, is there a reason to do more or less? I am here to tell you that there is always a reason to do more. I personally have a stated goal of publishing to my website Monday through Friday. The reason that I do that is because the more content that we produce, the more pages we rank for, and the more pages we rank for, the more people we get on our website, the more people we get on our website, the more they turn into leads and prospects, the more leads and prospects we have, the more sales we make, the more sales we make, the more money we make. Is there a minimum acceptable that comes with this? If you're publishing less than 3 times a week, especially when you are first starting out, it's going to take you a long freaking time to rank for stuff. When you are first starting out, if you are only publishing once a week, how long is it going to take you to get to 50 pages on your website? It's going to take you 50 weeks. You're going to need to get to 50 to 100 to 200 pages on your website as fast as you possibly can. And if you're only publishing once a week, it's going to take a long time. As a result, it's going to take a long time for you to rank because Google's accumulating knowledge about you. They're figuring out, do you know what you're talking about? They're determining, do you have good, viable information that is easy to consume and is useful to people and makes them look good? They need a critical mass of content to be able to make that decision. Hopefully, you didn't go on one date with whoever your spouse is and go, yep, I'm getting married, because you don't really know someone at that point. It takes a certain amount of time to figure that part of the equation out. If you are not publishing consistently and regularly and frequently, it's going to take a while for Google to figure you out. In addition to that, you need to understand how the crawl of your website works. We talked Monday that people don't physically look at your webpage. There is a technological bot that crawls your website, reads the code, catalogs what the page is about. If you are infrequently and not predictably publishing to your website, Google's bot is going to infrequently and not predictably crawl your website. If you publish every Monday to your website, Google's most likely going to crawl your website every Tuesday when they begin to see the pattern. They're going to catalog that. If you publish every Tuesday and Thursday, you're most likely either going to get hit on Friday or maybe Wednesday and Friday when they get those regular updates. If you are publishing 5 days a week, you're most likely going to get crawled and cataloged 5 days a week. If you're publishing 7 days a week, guess what? You're going to get crawled 7 days a week. If you're like YouTube and content is appearing all the time, they're crawling that sucker like every 10 minutes to figure out what's new. This is a way for you to game the system. Even if you create the content in bulk, publishing it Monday through Friday gets a fresh set of eyes on your website in conjunction with all those publications. That is a way for you to game the system and keep it engaged with your website. It's also going to create content quicker, which gives the critical mass for them to understand who you are, what you do, why you should be trusted, and why they should reward you with a high ranking. The next piece that goes into this, because we talk about recycling content, if you publish to your website, when should you publish to these other places? Specifically thinking about LinkedIn, or if you have a video and sending it to YouTube. The way that SEO works is whatever website Google sees the content on first, they get the credit for the content. LinkedIn is a massive website. It's being crawled by the Google bot all the time. If you are an infrequent publisher to your website and you publish an article on Tuesday and Google is not regularly crawling your website and you go, it's Wednesday, I'm going to put it on LinkedIn, there is a high probability that LinkedIn is going to get credit for that article first because Google's going to see it there first. What I would recommend you do is publish your article to your website, wait a week or more before you publish it on LinkedIn or you take that video to YouTube, because you want your website to get the credit to be the first to publish this content. As you get credit and you accumulate that credit and you're being crawled more frequently because you're regularly publishing frequently to your website, you can begin to streamline that time process. But I'm a big fan. You go to your website, you publish, you push the metadata and a link and an image to social media channels, and that can include LinkedIn. You come back a week or more later and publish that full-blown copy and paste article to LinkedIn. Then same thing with videos to YouTube. Wait a week or longer, and then you can begin to recycle it everywhere. In 2 weeks, you can take that same article and go to medium.com. You can take it to all these other places so that you can get extra juice out of the same piece of content. That publishing schedule absolutely does matter, and you need to take advantage of it. The key is publish frequently, publish predictably, and recycle after a week. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch this week. If you're not on my email list, you need to get there. Open up a browser window, type in bit.ly/porch with a capital P. Tomorrow morning, you will get an email from me that will use a story to extend and summarize all that we've talked about this week. I'll give you a download to help you have a cheat sheet to deploy what we've talked about. And that's a way for you to stay in touch with me. bit.ly/porch with a capital P. I'm Uncle Ron. I appreciate you spending time with me this week. Hopefully you have gained some inside knowledge on the technical aspects of how to make SEO better. I will see you next week on the porch.